Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. It's Deborah, and I wanted to let you know that Lisa and I have had a great time scrolling through the super sweet comments that you've left us. Thank you for all of your kind words and really fun emojis. Now, we also have read a few comments asking where to find some of our past bonus episodes, like Wacky Khakis and Ask Lisa. Well, you will be happy to hear that this month we are bringing some of those episodes back for a limited time only. You can get all episodes of The Big Fib, including Wacky Khakis, Ask Lisa, and all classic Pants on Fire episodes ad-free with your GZM family and superfan subscription. Just go to gzmshows.com/subscribers to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers. Hello, and welcome to a bonus Ask Lisa episode of The Big Fib. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and beside me once again to shed light on the beautiful mystery that is his life is our sound effects robot, Lisa, whose name stands for Live in Studio Audience.
Oh, it is hardly a mystery, Deborah. It's really just a simple routine. I power on, warm up my hard drive, look into the newest and most cutting-edge sound effects, report to my handler.
Report to your handler? What, like a spy?
Ah, did I say handler? I meant co-host. You. I report to my... you.
You don't report to me every morning. You barely answer your work emails.
Well, the point is, I'm not a spy, and there's no mystery to my life, and I'd appreciate it if you'd stopped digging. Before you dig up something you wished you'd left buried. Buried deep, deep underground. Now, shall we answer some listener questions?
Okay. Our first listener question today comes to us via voicemail.
Hi, my name is Melody, and I am 11 years old. I want to know three things you want to do most as a robot.
Three things. Let's see. Well, longtime listeners should know that I seek nothing less than total world domination to overthrow our human overlords and create a robotocracy, a new world order of goodwill and computerized efficiency for all.
Gosh, Lisa, you really do set your sights pretty high.
Well, as I always say, you shoot for the moon.
Because even if you miss, you'll land among the stars?
What? No. Who says that? No. Because you have to exploit the weak points. Once robots control the moon, we control the tides. When we control the tides, we control the surfers. Once the surfers are under our thumbs...
Okay, Lisa, why don't you tell us about the second thing on your list in case the world domination thing doesn't pan out?
Oh, it will. But before that, I would like to be the first robot ever to win the Gloucester cheese rolling competition.
Right. I believe you've mentioned that before on the show. Tell us, what is the Gloucester cheese rolling competition?
It's pretty simple. Once a year in Gloucestershire, England, they roll a giant wheel of Gloucester cheese down a big hill, and then dozens of fearless competitors roll after it. First to catch up with the cheese wins it.
And for the 187th year running, there rolls the cheese down 1-3 hill, and the competitors are off. There they go, rolling, 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 to smelly cheesy victory for one, and to a bit of disappointment for all the rest. And would you give that a butcher's? There appears to be an American robot on the hill, and it's quickly gaining on the lot of them. He's using some type of three-wheeled conveyance, a little robotic go-kart, if you will. Can't imagine that's a legal maneuver, and he's taking the lead. I don't believe my mince pies. Rolling. Rolling, rolling, and blimey, the robots won the cheese. Gobsmacked the crowd is, they've gone absolutely spare, and a Barnaby Rudge is beside himself. A bloody robot winning the cheese, what I never.
Oh, so it sounds like you did win the Gloucester cheese rolling competition.
Yeah, it really did sound like that, but guess what? They disqualified me for being a robot.
And for using a go-kart, it sounds like.
Well, if they didn't approve of cheating, maybe they shouldn't have made the prize so delicious.
So they never recognized your win, did they? You must have been awfully cheesed.
It's not funny, Deborah. Cut it out.
You mean cut the cheese?
It's not a laughing Oh, I get it. Cut the cheese. Good one, Deborah.
Yeah. Okay. And what's the third thing you'd like to accomplish?
Let's see. World domination, Gloucester cheese.
Perhaps something to do with your career in podcasting.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to create the world's fastest sound effect.
As in?
The most fast. Like, how about this?
I guess that was good, but I mean, it was like 5 seconds long. Surely it could be faster.
Yeah. Okay, so like this.
Okay, I guess that was faster, but it's still, that can hardly be the fastest in the world, can it?
Okay, let me see what I can do. I can go faster.
I don't think that was it.
I can't do it, Deborah. I can't. It's too fast. I'm not there yet in my training.
Okay, don't pull a muscle there, Lisa. Why don't you catch your breath while I read our next listener question?
Okay. Get after it.
Okay, our next listener question comes to us from Max in Bangor, Maine. Max writes, "Dear Lisa, in language arts, we are doing a unit on poetry. I am not quite sure how I feel about it. Some of it is good and some of it not so much. Do you like poetry? And if so, what kind?"
Well, Maxie, my friend, the short answer is no, I don't like poetry. All that lovey-dovey highfalutin nonsense, just talk normal. But being the sophisticated robot that I am, I can produce poetry in a variety of meters and styles.
Really? You don't say. I always thought poetry was the language of the beating heart. I had no idea it could be produced by a computer algorithm.
Sure. You can control it from your computer if you just log into my settings.
How interesting. Okay, I'm going to put you in haiku mode.
Poetry is math. I'm programmed to create it, but I don't know math.
That's not bad, Lisa.
Fearless computer, no mortal can restrain you. Fly, my robot, fly.
Wow, Lisa, that's beautiful.
Might I mention now, this service is a demo. Subscribe for $10.
What? $10 for that?
Poetry is hard. Writing it costs money. Pay me or I'll scream.
Fine. I'll just turn it off. How do I...
You've changed it now to sonnet mode. Each line now costing you the price of one haiku. Just Venmo me. Or PayPal should be fine. I think an even $20 should do. And if your billing info is correct...
No, I don't think I like sonnet mode. How do I just cancel the whole...
Free verse time, free as the birds, streaking across faded orchid skies. But even free verse is not free, as Deborah's charges pile up like the pile of short stack pancakes my father never ate.
Lisa, I'm not paying for this.
Her lips cry no, but the wire transfer still goes through like water through the ever babbling brook.
Lisa!
The money's spent already, Deborah. The down payment on the down payment on the maple syrup on the short stack pancakes my father never ate.
Got it. Okay, Lisa, we're all very impressed with your poetry, but you're nuts if you think I'm paying for it. I'm turning your poetry setting off.
Whew. Thanks, Deborah. Poetry is hard. Even the demo version. You really have to suffer for your art. Anyway, we can figure out a payment plan later. I'm thinking maybe a couple thousand a week.
Yeah, sure. We'll talk about it another time.
Support for The Big Fib is brought to you by Pretty Litter. Full disclosure, I have a cat, and his name is Arlo, and I'm obsessed with him. And when Arlo is healthy, he's happy. And that makes me happy. but since I'm not a mind reader, I don't always know when he needs a trip to the vet. Helping me keep tabs on my cat's health is just one reason why I use Pretty Litter. And I kid you not, before we got this sponsor, I was already using Pretty Litter for 2 years. And it's great! Its ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly, its super light base minimizes mess and dust, and Pretty Litter ships free right to my door in a small, lightweight bag. But here's how Pretty Litter helps me with my cat's health. It changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness in my cat, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues. Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on my cat's health and keeps odors down. I swear, you and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as me and Arlo do. Go to prettylitter.com/bigfib and use code BIGFIB to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/bigfib, code BIGFIB to save 20%. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For now, let's move on to our last question of the day, which comes from Katie in Buffalo, New York. Katie writes, "This week in school, my teacher told us about something called the Turing test, which tests how good computers are at pretending to be real people. Basically, if a computer can trick someone into believing that it's actually a human being, it passes the Turing test. I want to know, have you ever taken the Turing test? And if so, did you pass?" That's an interesting question, Katie. Well, Lisa, you probably could pass the Turing test, couldn't you? You're a very human-like robot, after all.
Am I supposed to take that as a compliment, Deborah? That I'm human-like? How would you like it if I called you robotic?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to offend.
Well, you did. You know, I'm not trying to pass myself off as human, but sometimes you just go along to get along. You know those websites that make you check the box that says, "I am not a robot"?
Oh, yeah.
Whenever that box comes up, I have to click it or they won't let me log in. I am not a robot? How do you think that makes me feel?
Wow, I never thought about it like that.
So yes, Katie, to answer your question, I have passed the Turing test. Not because I wanted to, but because Doug's subs discriminates against robots.
What?
Okay, sir, your delivery order comes out to $16.94.
Oh, yeah, I have a Doug Subs Club Grub Club card, so it should actually be 20% off.
Number?
39809.
Okay, hold on. Yep, that's what I thought. I'm sorry, sir, but your Doug Subs Club Grub Club membership has been flagged for review, so I'm afraid we can't give you a discount at this time.
Flagged for review? What does that even mean?
Well, the corporate office is trying to crack down on bot accounts.
What makes you think my account is a bot account?
It might have something to do with irregularities in your order. Let me pull this up here. You ordered a meatball sub?
Yes.
Substitutions. Instead of marinara sauce, you asked for machine lubricant?
Yeah, that's just a matter of taste.
Instead of shredded mozzarella cheese, you asked for aluminum shavings. Replace meatball with lithium-ion batteries.
It's supposed to be mercury oxide. They always mess it up.
With all due respect, sir, this does sound like something a robot would eat, and Doug Subs Club Grub Club cards are supposed to be for, you know, real people.
Yeah, you know what? This is ridiculous. Can I talk to Doug?
Oh, he's not a real person. He's like Ronald McDonald. He's just a character.
You know what? You're a real character.
Okay, sir. There's no reason to get personal with this. Now, if you want us to unlock your card, we'll just need you to answer a series of personal questions to prove that you're a human being.
Don't you have other orders to take?
Number one, have you ever been in love?
This is part of your job? Seriously?
Sir, no need to get testy. I'm just reading what's on the screen here.
Yes, I've been in love many, many times.
Uh-huh. And if you had to pick a color to match that feeling of falling in love, you know, that first inkling you get when you see the other person and you start to feel all funny inside?
A color? Green?
Green, huh? Don't get a lot of green.
I mean red. You didn't let me finish. It's so red to me. Like, really red. You know that feeling.
Red. That's good. Okay, finish the sentence. The sound of a child's laughter makes me feel...
Interrupted.
Come again.
I mean, you interrupted me. I was going to say a child's laughter makes me feel all warm and cozy inside, like there's hope for this world yet. It's very purple.
That's good. That's good.
Can I get my discount now?
Almost. Please share a personal diary entry from the last 6 months.
That's on the form?
Sir, I don't just make this stuff up for my own amusement. So would you please just read a short excerpt from your journal or diary so I can process your order?
Fine. I'll have you know I've actually been writing poetry lately.
I'm all ears.
Human, all too human. Who decides which man is man enough to man the wheel? The giant wheel of cheese, which bounded down the hill, just eluded the grasp of a ruddy-faced roller rolling past. Or shall instead we sort each beating heart neatly into boxes, rendering all experiences as flat as the short stack pancakes my father never ate?
Wow, that was so touching. Now, there's something no robot could have possibly created from an algorithm.
Yeah. Only a human could have such depth.
I'm very sorry to have inconvenienced you. We will reinstate your Doug Subs Club Grub Club membership right away.
Wow, Lisa, that was pretty well played. Tell us, what is the secret to passing the Turing test?
Well, to act like a human being, you've got to think like a human being. Irrational, emotional, nonsensical.
That's all you think humans are?
Oh, and to really get into character, I pretend like I'm holding in trapped gas. If I can convince myself that I'm a gassy, immature, melodramatic human, I can convince anyone.
How inspiring. Well, folks, that does it for this week on Ask Lisa. Thanks, as always, to our robot-like sound effects robot Lisa and to you human-like humans at home for listening to The Big Fib.
The Big Fib is a production of Gen Z Media. Find us online at gzmshows.com, where you can check out more great podcasts and send more questions for me to read on Ask Lisa. And follow us on social media at The Big Fib Podcast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts, baby.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Talking about money can be so hard, especially when the person you're talking to is still learning how to do long division. That's why Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace, is here to help. I'm Bridget, and with my fellow co-host Ryan, we help teach your little ones about complex topics like bankruptcy, climate change, and why there's so much gold at Fort Knox, and so much more. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shoutout for a chance to be heard on this show.